like before the pitch, I'll hear it. You know, they're going crazy, man. Those fans are absolutely phenomenal. They're out of control. I love it, man. You feed off that. You feed off that energy, man. Like in the playoffs last season, that stadium was alive. Like I've never been in an atmosphere like that before, where I literally felt like that stadium was alive.
It was, man.
It was, man. It was crazy. It was so fun, man.
It was crazy.
I go back and I watch your double off the wall against Houston in Game 4, and then Gary's Sanchez in the gap.
Oh my god!
You two had a great reaction.
That was Birdie's homer. Andrew Miller.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Yeah, that was crazy. What's up, everybody? Just back down here in Tampa in the tunnel, spring training.
That's right. R2C2 is back. You know that season baseball season, when I look at my phone and all I see is blue on all the text exchanges.
I get the text, but it's hard for me to respond.
Yeah, exactly. It's hard. I get it. It's all good. But we're recording today at George M. Steinbrenner Field, but in the tunnel.
Yeah.
So there's some really natural ambient noise, which is going to, you know, it's going to make it for a real feel for this podcast. And would you like to introduce our guest? Because a lot of people have been super excited about this.
Yeah, everybody's excited, man. I got my boy here today, Aaron Judge. What's up, dog?
Oh, man.
How you doing, guys? Glad to be on.
Thank you for being with us, Aaron.
No, thank you.
So this is like... my first day down here.
You're nervous, bro. Like, you stumbling and shit.
This is Aaron Judge, CeCe. You didn't know that, man? By the way, what I should do is start off by saying thank you to Aaron for hitting that home run in Seattle when I was calling that game, because I've never gotten more positive attention in my career than off of getting to call that bomb.
Yeah, they play that everywhere, too. They play it all the time.
Man. I get people tweeting at me, and we have the great shot of CeCe then, like, pointing it out to you.
I was trying to explain to you.
Yeah. Where that shit. I had no idea where it went.
Right.
Like, bro, that almost went way out.
It actually did. So do you ever watch them? Like, do you ever actually, like, go back and see, like, okay, I need to check that out again, where that one landed?
Not really, but I should. I just, off the bat, you know where it's going to go. You got a pretty good idea.
He doesn't pimp him or watch him, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, he puts his head down, so we always got to tell him, like, where it landed. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You would pimp the hell out of your home.
If I hit balls like him, I will walk the bases.
God knows
who to give it to, bro. He gives it to the right people, though.
I know. Have you ever gotten to take BP with CeCe?
I don't think so. No, not yet. I've looked him up on YouTube, though. I looked up some swings on YouTube.
Actually, old grainy, no HD, bro. This is old video.
You don't have any HD home runs?
No, man.
Are you serious?
Nothing. Everything is 2008 up after, before.
Oh, my gosh. No. See, like, I feel like if I was you, like, as soon as I got done with the game, I would go, like, I'd be on YouTube or whatever, like, be watching my home runs over and over again.
Well, the minute I do that, then the next day I'm going to be 0 for 4 or 4 Ks. I can't be watching too many.
I know. You got to be careful with it. Like, you have this, you have this incredible year last year, this ridiculous season, amazing season. What was the thing that changed the most for you, like, externally? Like, what did you notice? Because, like, you know, I'm sure to a certain extent, you probably dealt with that when you had your first, like, big breakout season, all of a sudden people coming out of the woodwork or whatever, right? Like, I mean, what was something that, like, ended up changing in your life or that you had to kind of fight against, maybe?
I think just walking the streets, you know, usually, you know, CeCe has the same thing. We're bigger guys, taller guys. So usually they'd be like, oh, like, what do you play? You must be an athlete. What do you do?
Right.
But, like, past couple months, it's kind of been like, instead of, hey, like, what do you do? It's like, hey, Aaron, like, what's going on? Like, people knowing me. Like, that's been just different for me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just not used to that. So it's just... That's been the biggest thing for me, just getting used to people, like, kind of knowing me when
and
I'm going out.
Can't hide, dog.
Can't hide, bro.
That's people always, like, ask, like, what do you do? I mean, you just got to do your normal stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just keep living and doing whatever you do, because if you try to, like, hide away from it, like, you'll be in the house. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? Like, you just go out and live it and own it. You know
just
what I'm
embrace
saying?
It. Yeah. Embrace it.
These are the travails of being 6'7". Issues I don't have to deal with. But, like, you know, they sound like tough problems, let me tell you. But seriously, like, and then you almost, if you embrace it, then you're going to have that personality that people will attach to.
Yeah, of
too.
Course.
Like,
yeah.
They're gonna be, oh, yeah, I met Aaron on the street. He was so nice.
And then the people have a story.
Yeah, you know exactly.
Like, oh,
yeah.
I met him and he was this.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Well, that's one of the coolest things I've seen with CeCe. You know, especially anytime I've seen him out or do anything, man, fans will come up, say stuff to him, and he's just a regular guy with them. Like, hey, what's going on? How's your day? How
right.
How you doing? You know, he's just a normal-ass dude with them. It's cool.
It is. Right. And you know what? Like, so this reminds me of my buddy who was at dinner, like, a couple weeks ago. He's at dinner,
at this spot, ABCV. Shout out to it. Fantastic spot,
great
in,
spot.
In the city.
Little vegan spot.
Little vegan spot. That's not for you, Aaron. Vegan.
No, I'll skip that. I'll skip that one.
So, and my boy is there. He's like, yo, CeCe's here. And this is one of my best friends, right? And obviously, CeCe and I are really close. I'm like, yo, just say hi to him. Nah, I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy. He's eating dinner. I was like, yeah, but like, you know, like you could just be like, yo, like whatever, and he didn't want to. Yeah. And I was like, no, CeCe's nice. It's okay. But like, I was like,
no,
even
you gotta
then,
respect that too. You
know I know. Like dinner's different.
And
it
I fan
different.
Out too with people sometimes. Like, let me see Derek Carr. I'm going crazy.
Is that
like, I'm on my phone and shit? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm a fan too, so it works.
Is that
both
who
ways.
Would be right now for you? Derek Carr would be the guy. Who
it's
you
a
like.
Lot of guys. You yeah. know what I mean? Like basketball players, like if I saw Giannis on the street, I yeah. would go crazy. You know what I'm saying?
You don't want to
like,
say his last name for Aaron?
I can't.
Come on, go for it. Adetokounmpo.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
Do you are you a big like fan of other sports at all, Aaron?
I am. Like NBA, probably the biggest one for me. You know, but the cool thing is like I went to school with Derek Carr and Paul George.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. like and them seeing them do their thing now at the level they are, man, it's so impressive and so fun to watch, man.
Are you trying to tell CeCe you're a Raiders fan now? You're joining
nah,
him, man?
CeCe will wear me out every week, Clippers, man. Yeah.
That's it. Are you a Clippers fan?
You got Jimmy Garoppolo now.
I am. Oh yeah. Well, yeah. Oh yeah. Well,
he's unbelievable, is he? Jimmy Garoppolo. No, mean, you didn't think he was last
he
year?
He played seven games, guys.
Those were seven beautiful games.
Yeah, don't hate. Don't hate, man.
I just hate the Niners.
But weren't they 0-9 and then 7-0
yeah,
with
no,
him?
He hadn't lost a game yet, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. No. Now, you're a Clippers fan?
I am. Yeah,
how did this happen?
I think the biggest thing was I watched college basketball a lot, and when Blake Griffin was at Oklahoma, you know, I watched him a lot, and then once – he went to Clippers as a California team. I was like, I'm gonna latch onto
that
them.
Was like right when you was in high school too, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Perfect timing, yeah.
So it was just perfect timing. But now, man, he's with the Pistons. Yeah. I know I'm kind of right, right. I know it's tough. It's tough right now.
I did that the first game he played against the Clippers. I did that game on ESPN. Like he just like
he wanted to win that game.
Oh
too,
like, my gosh,
yeah, he was
man.
Playing hard
he was day. And they did not win, but like and talking to him beforehand as well, and we talked about this on the broadcast. This is obviously nothing out of school. He was like really short about what was going on with the Clippers. Like you could tell there's some anger. So now are you going to be a Pistons fan or are you going to stick with the Clippers, man?
Man.
Clippers got nothing, cuz. I'm just letting you know.
I still got to stick with the Clippers, though. Yeah? I can't switch yet.
Did you go to any games in the offseason?
I did. I usually try to make a couple games.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm a Clippers fan.
Dude, what game did we go to? Oh, we went to Brooklyn Cavs.
Brooklyn Cavs, yeah.
You went to my building.
Yeah, we went
Barclays Center. Yeah. I remember. With Dellen, too, right?
Yeah. This is the first year since 2005 that I haven't seen the Warriors play live.
Really?
Yeah.
I have them in a week.
I know.
Come
they
along.
They play in the Garden tonight.
It oh, wow.
Perfect. Yeah.
Oh,
Steph
yeah,
drops 50 tonight.
That's
I'm
it,
missing
man.
It out.
And he's like, you could tell after the All-Star break, he's on one, too.
Yeah,
he's like.
He's turned it up.
Oh, yeah.
I think they all have.
No doubt. Do you, like, were you spending your offseason in Southern California then? You're going to these Clippers games or are you up north?
I'm up northern.
Yeah.
Northern California, but about the month of January, I usually go down to the L.A. area and just train down there. So that's usually when I try to catch a couple games because I'm right there. It makes it easy on a weekend or something. So
that's good, man.
Do you hit all offseason or you like you got like a
– It's tough not to, man. Yeah. You know, once you get home, you get a little stir crazy and you don't want to be back on the field. So like usually a couple weeks off and then – right back to it, hitting, working out, because there's nothing else to do, man. Back home, nothing else to do.
So let me take you back to a sad moment, Game 7, right? How long after? Because CeCe was like, yo, I didn't come out for days.
No,
like, didn't answer, texted
her.
What was like the emotion like for you after you guys go on this amazing run? It's your first time in the playoffs. You have some huge moments, and then you guys lose Game 7. What was the period of like absorbing that like for you?
Man, it took a while. You know, it really didn't take too long, but it was like, you know, a couple of weeks of just trying to really just digest the whole season. Not just Game 7, but the whole season looking back, you know, and all the ups and downs as a team. You know, collectively what we did, you know, special moments for certain guys, you know, like things that stick out to me through that whole season. You know, like first month of the season, you know, our star shortstop is injured.
Right.
You know, and seeing someone like Tereas step up. You know, bat 300 for the first month, you know, and just be that guy for us was huge. You know, seeing stuff like that, you know, Chad Green, another guy, you know, really established himself as a pitcher, you know, being one of the best relievers in the game, you know, just little moments like that. And my boy C, too, you know, every time, you know, the little stretch he had where after every loss, you know, I think he was 11 or 12 and 0, you know, after a loss, he came back and he was just that force like, guys, I got you. Let's go. You know, I got you guys. So it was just it took a while just to kind of digest the whole season. But once, after a week or 2 minutes, I got to regroup and get ready for the next season because, you know, guys are already working. So
did you sit back and be like, duh, I just hit 50? I just hit 50. Yeah.
It's still tough to believe. It's still tough to believe, bro.
I mean, seriously, like, that is, like, right, no matter what, man, like, you had 50 home runs, man, in your rookie season. It's crazy,
it was fun to watch, man.
It is. Like, did you surprise yourself at all?
At times, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but I always try to set high goals for myself, you know. But you just, that was a down year for me. You guys talking about breakout. Down year.
All right, so 60 this year. I got it. Aaron, are you like a visualization guy, or like do you write goals down, or like do you have any of those kind of things when you go into a year, or how do you kind of like focus in on what you want to have happen?
Yeah, just in my notes, on that little notes app on your phone. I just write down stuff like daily goals, you know, goals for a month. Like, I try to break it down for months instead of looking at a whole season. You know, I try to break it down. Okay, this month, these are the five things I want to focus on. If it's controlling the strike zone, you know, trying to hit better with runners on base, just certain things like that. And over the course of the year, if I break it down just month to month, it'll be a lot easier to accomplish those instead of looking at the whole season. Like, man, it's February right now. I got to play all the way till the end of October. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a long season.
Right, but right.
Just breaking it down month to month makes it pretty easy for me.
Do you do any of that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I do. I talk to Chad a lot. We have a good mental conditioning coach named Chad Bowling. And, you know, he makes me a lot of videos. And for me, like, it's more just talking to him. You know, like, I talk to him about trying to stay in the moment and, like, stay today. Not even if I'm pitching. But, like, if I got to go out and I need a good workout, I got a bullpen, I'm like, yo, I need to just stay here today, not worry about what I have tomorrow, not worry about my next start. Like, work hard today, cheer your teammates on, and get to the next day. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I get too far ahead. I'm like, three starts from now, I got to face Boston. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Instead of worried about, you know, the next couple starts and leading up to that. So I just get ahead of myself. So I just try to make sure that me and Chad are on the same page and just stand in the day.
Do you have any, like, favorite videos that you, like, repeat and watch over and over again?
You know, a lot of my stuff is, like, Russell Westbrook stuff.
Oh, yeah?
I love watching him on the court, man, and, like, his emotion and, like, some of that shit comes out of me, too.
Oh, what do you mean? See, you ever seen that? Josh Reddick maybe know a little something about that?
So, like, I like to watch, you know, like, exciting moments in other sports.
Yeah, I like that, too. You know what's funny? I start my days a lot of times, like, I meditate when I start my day, and then I will put
on a little vocal massage.
I do a vocal. That's it, man. That's it. That's true. I go to a laryngeal masseuse. You ever have any vocal issues, Aaron?
Stop.
I highly recommend it.
Vocal massage.
Like, it's fantastic. It's great. Once a week. That's once a week. This is every day. But then I will actually, I'll listen to, like, I'll get on, like, you know, some kind of, like, there's a great speech I like or a motivational video or whatever. And as I'm, like, making breakfast or something, I have
listen
that going.
That.
Yeah,
but
in the morning.
Do you listen to yourself sometimes? Like, for us, because we watch ourselves.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
For, like, before the game, you watch videos. Like, for me, I don't like to see a lot of strikeouts, just getting out of jams, double plays, you know, shit like that. So
that's interesting you say that, because, yes, I've started to do that before broadcasts. Like, things that I'm happy with.
Yeah.
I'll watch or right before or listen to right before. And not just, like, sometimes also speeches I've done, like, even before a broadcast, because it puts me in the right frame of mind for, like, being myself, you know? Because that's – I think I've told you this before, but, like, the Vin Scully foundational piece of advice is there's only one thing you can bring in the booth with you that no one else can, and it's yourself, mm-hmm. right? Like, you try and be someone else, you know, you're always going to be an imposter.
Yeah.
So that stuff helps me. Do you ever watch yourself, like, positive clips to make yourself feel, like, confident or just, like, in rhythm, like, before games?
Yeah, definitely. I think usually I try to take about 5 minutes. I just find a quiet place, get on my iPad, and just, like, watch old clips. Like CeCe said, like, big situations. You know, I really don't want to see myself hitting all these home runs. I want to see, like, big situations where I battle through a count, you know, fighting off tough pitches. You know, when I see that really, like, boosts me up. But, hey, like, I can – handle this upcoming situation. You know, another thing I like to do is, like, the car ride to the stadium, car ride to the field. You know, I just go on YouTube and just listen to Les Brown's one of the guys I listen
to. That's the first guy I was going to say.
There's a couple of motivational guys I listen to, and just put that on and listen to them, and it just gets my, like, my mind ready to go.
I love Les Brown. Have you ever heard Les Brown?
Yeah, of course.
The tone of his voice is just like, oh,
here you
man,
go with
I
this
love
voice
it.
Shit. Dude, this guy, man. Talk about Drake voice on the last one.
I love it, man. I told CeCe, I'm like, I don't care who you are. You could be CeCe Sabathia. You could be Aaron F. and Judge. It doesn't matter, right? You could be me. you do not want Drake leaving your girl a voicemail. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like, you, once that happens, she's gone, man. That's
she
it.
Gone. That's she it. Gone.
I'm going to tell you, who do watch a lot of videos at home runs is my son, Lil C. Yeah. So we go to Africa, you know, and he's downloading all these videos for his iPad to, you know, for the long trip or whatever. And it's all Aaron Judge videos. I'm like, yo, where the fuck is the CeCe Sabathia videos? Like, he's watching Aaron Judge for 14 hours straight. I'm like, yo, can I mean, I thought I was a pretty good player. Yeah. Like, you don't want to see a couple strikeouts, though? Like, you don't want to see that shit, though.
Sorry, Dad.
Oh, man.
That makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
My boys are huge fans, man. Huge fans.
You know what's awesome, too? Like, this, it's got to be cool for you to know, like, you have a generation of Yankees fans now that they're growing up, like, idolizing you, diehard Aaron Judge fans. Does that sink in? Does that process at all?
No, it's still pretty crazy. Like, the craziest thing for me is, like, looking out of the stadium or even looking around, like, people walking the streets with, like, 99 on their back. Like, yeah. I never would imagine, like, seeing that in my wildest dreams. So that's still the craziest thing for me. And even, like, outside the stadium, like, seeing these big pictures of, like, Greg Bird, like, Sanchi up there. Like, I still picture them in, like, their minor league uniforms.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The Charleston River Dog, like, yeah. Greg Bird. Like, the Tampa Yankee, like, Gary Sanchez. Now they're up there.
Superstars.
It's crazy, yeah, it's man. Dope. That blows my mind. It blows
amazing.
My mind.
How much do you hear what's going on in the stands in right field when you're out there?
Like, before the pitch, I'll hear it. You know, they're going crazy, man. Those fans are absolutely phenomenal. They're out of control. I love it, man. You feed off that. You feed off that energy, man. Like, in the playoffs last season, that stadium was alive. Like, I've never been in an atmosphere like that before where I literally felt like that stadium was alive.
It was, man.
It was, it man. Was it crazy. Was so fun, man.
I got goosebumps.
So,
yeah. Right? I got, like, it was crazy,
I go back and I watch your double off the wall against Houston in game four, and then Gary's in the gap.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You two had a great reaction.
That was Birdie's homer.
Well,
Birdie's homer off Andrew Miller.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Think about it. You guys had so many big moments, and one of the things I thought, as someone who wants to see you guys, you know, grow this young unit and win a World Series this year and many to come, so many different guys had moments last year in the postseason, even in your first playoffs, right? Like, you had a ton of big hits and big moments. Gary had a bunch of big moments, none bigger than that double to right center. Didi had huge home runs,
yeah.
You know, Bird was he might have been you guys' most consistent hitter throughout the entire postseason, mm-hmm. and he had big hits.
Even Seve and Massa.
Yes.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Exactly.
Seve failed in that first game and then came back and dealt.
Right.
Massa
exactly.
was Nace.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that was fun to watch,
and,
man.
And you know, because, I mean, you had those moments last year, but you've had them since you were young. Like, what that can do for you, right? Just knowing, like, hey, I've been in that spot and I've succeeded.
Yeah, and even, like, going into the playoffs for us, I was nervous. Like, for me, like, I felt like we were going to win that wild card game. But I just wanted us to get that experience of playing in the playoffs.
Yeah.
For this year.
Yeah.
And then we fucked around and almost like, what, you know, like, yo, what is happening right now?
You
know what
like
I'm saying?
That.
Like, so, like, all of those, that experience, like, we can go into Boston in April, and we know what it's like to play in October. Before, all those games, the hugest games, those Boston games and these games that we play in our division. But now we know what it feels like to actually play in the postseason. So I think it helps with the other games throughout the season. You
exactly.
Know
it's kind of like taking a practice test. Like, you get a feel for it, get a feel of the questions and what the stadium's like. And then now it's this year, take the
it's
real
my
test.
My guys, my so. Starters pretty good. Are here.
Oh, look, all your starters
they
are here.
They came to get on me.
They're
before
all. They're
we go out to watch the starters.
Oh,
so
now they're like, hey, where are you?
This is my bad, guys.
That's it. CeCe's doing work. Masahiro Tanaka, Luis Severino, and Jordan Montgomery wondering why CeCe's here on the microphone
I'll
and not watching Sonny Gray.
10 minutes.
So. Was there any games last year, Aaron, where you felt nervous? Like, do you ever feel that energy?
Oh, yeah. I think opening day last year at the Trop, you know, being my first opening day, you know, the nerves were flowing in the box. Like, I think my back leg was shaking. I didn't want to tell anybody, but my back leg was shaking. And then I think the wild card game, just because, like, first playoffs, all, like, the media attention building up to it, like, it was just win or go home.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's a big situation. And
you hit a home run.
Yeah.
That was crazy, that game, man.
Oh, man,
that
it was amazing. Nuts. You know what's interesting? I mean, one of the things you've done and you did last year is, like, you totally, like, maintained this, like, at least calm exterior, right? Like, so I was wondering, was there ever a time – because you had one period of prolonged struggle in the middle of that incredible season. Was there ever a time – like, was there any time where it was, like, hard to maintain that calm, where you were really frustrated?
Not really, just because I just fed off my teammates. That was the biggest thing for me, because I look around the locker room and see, you know, my teammates are picking me up.
Yeah.
The only times I had those bad games, those bad stretches, I look around the clubhouse and, you know, CeCe's going a strong seven. You know, I got birdie going 3 for 4. Gary's picking me up. You know, I just looked around and like, you know, you don't always have to go 4 for 4. The team's going to pick you up when you're failing. So that's the biggest thing for me is I just leaned on my teammates saying, hey, I'm going to get through this. You know, they got my back. They still trust me, still believe in me, and just keep working.
I think that's just his personality too. Like, he's just the same every day. And I think that's what Joe was trying to get at when he was talking about like him being like Derek.
Yeah.
They're the same in the sense that they're just themselves. It's not like – so for him to be every day, whether you struggle having a good game, it's just him. It's not something fake, so he can't – it's not hard for him to put that up or take it down. You know what I'm saying?
Did you ever study, like, Derek and the way he handled media and stuff and have
that
input
to do,
you?
Man.
Yeah, not really, to be honest. You hear stories and you see some of his interviews and stuff like that, but I really didn't study him.
Because it is – it's because there are real similarities between the way you handle –
But it's just them being them. It's just him being himself. It's not him studying. You know what I mean?
It's just you being you.
Yeah.
Where does that come from?
Oh, my parents, especially, just teaching me that, hey, like, sometimes it's not going to go your way. That's sports, and you just can't sit there and pout about it or throw your helmet and get mad because the game's going to keep moving on. The game's not going to stop and be, hey, everybody, like, Aaron struck out. Hold on. Give him 15 minutes to calm down. No, it's going to keep on rolling. So that's just the biggest thing that I just learned from my parents.
I know you talked about Chad before, Chad Bowling, the mental – coach you guys have, was an amazing guy. And one of the things you talked about last year, Aaron, is like, if you get frustrated in the box, you'll actually like pick up dirt, right, and wipe it. Is that your move? Like, it's just like a mechanism to like move on? Or
yeah, it's just a little thing I do. I just get all my anger by just crushing up that piece of dirt as hard as I can. You know, instead of like throwing something or looking back at the umpire and saying something, I just take that piece of dirt and, you know, if I miss my pitch, just crunch it up and kind of said a couple words to myself, like, how did you miss that fastball down the middle, man?
You know what's funny? So when I learned this last year, and this is just weird, but, you know, we share everything here on R2C2. I was like, I need to come up with some kind of mechanism myself for when I'm like, it, just in life in general.
When you get pissed?
Yeah, if I get like, if it takes me out of the present moment. So I, true story here, I started taking my right index finger and like rubbing it against my cheek. And this is
stop.
This is
stop. No. Yeah.
This is what I would do. This is what I would do. So if I was like trying to like, you know, not just kind of move on from the moment, I just flick my cheek, right? And so people started asking me like, "Yo, man, what the fuck are you doing?
Like, why are you flicking your cheek right now?
All day.
Exactly,
right,
exactly, all day.
It's not like I'm in the batter's box as part of my routine. There's nothing societally acceptable about somebody sitting in front of you and doing this to their cheek, man. But that was my move.
I'm gonna mix that in, I think, next year. A couple times,
step out
and get that.
You end up punching yourself in the face.
I want a little point up to me. So last year you win the home run derby, right? But how hard – I'm not going to ask, like, oh, you know, was it, like, a taxing physically, whatever. But just the fact that, like, you go to that weekend and you are – you know, you were the main attraction or one of the main attractions. Like, how hard is it then to, like, go into the start of the second season without really getting a rest? Because that's something I always think from All-Stars. You go there.
You know me.
Yeah,
my,
man.
My All-Star break is my All-Star break.
Yeah. Right. Like,
I'm on the island somewhere.
Because you really – would you have, like, half a day off before you had to get to Boston afterwards?
Yeah, but half a day. But, you know, we're still in the division. We're fighting for first place. You know, there's no – you can't take a day off here or there. You know, I think because right after that we went straight to Boston, you know, so – can't ask for a day off in Boston. You know, you got to go out there and play for your teammates. So.
Yeah.
And even, I felt bad because I was hyped, too. Like, I wanted him to win the home run derby.
No, bro, you got to do it. Yeah.
But I know how taxing that could be. You know, I'm real close with Prince, and, like, I watch him go through that. You know what I'm saying? And doing that. And when you do the derby, you really don't get a day off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you do the – you go, you get in late that night, and you wake up in the morning. You have to do the media. You got to take BP. You do the derby until midnight. And then you got to go do whatever kind of party and hang out with your family, do whatever you got to do, and it's the game the next day.
That's what I'm
like,
saying.
You know you're playing the fucking game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's
and then
it's
even
rough.
If you fly private after the game Tuesday night, right?
You still only get half a day Wednesday.
Right,
you know what
right. That's what I'm saying, because then you're flying back Thursday for a workout,
yeah.
Right? So Aaron's not going to say, but I'm going to say, I feel like he probably, it would only be human to have been very tired going into that Boston series.
Yeah.
And so this year, even though I want to see you do it again, I'm
nah,
like,
fuck the home run derby.
Yeah, you won. Get some rest, bro. Get some rest.
Yeah, I think I'm one and done with those.
Yeah. So how about Stanton? Because there's speaking of home run derby, what has the connection been like so far between you two guys?
Oh, it's been great. You know, I think the biggest thing is just kind of just picking each other's brain about, you know, how certain pitchers attacked him and attacked me. You know, just kind of feeding off each other, because that's a cool thing I liked, you know, being around like guys like Alex in spring training. You know, having Matt Holliday last year, was I would sit there and watch how, you know, pitchers would attack him. So not going to the box, I kind of had an idea like, okay, they're going to come hard in and soft away or whatever they're going to do. So having G around, he's just – it's going to be huge, man. Getting an NL MVP on our team.
I know, man.
And even like going back to how pitchers face, when I faced you guys, what was that, 2 days ago in the morning, it's exactly the same.
Exactly.
People going to try to pitch you exactly the same. It's the same. You guys are the same. It's the same. Mm-hmm. You know, even myself, I found myself on the mound like, oh, I need to try to make this pitch. And it's the same pitch. You know what I'm saying?
So that's interesting because I feel like I don't know that people would think of it in that way, but it's true. Like if you guys are being scouted the same way or really similarly.
You feed off each other.
Yeah. And get an idea when one's hit. Now, I know you don't, but like do you have a preference where you hit? In the lineup, Aaron?
I'm just trying to get in that lineup.
Oh, yeah. All right, tough guy.
I'm just trying to make it. But it doesn't
matter. I love it, though. It's because, as you say, it's a real humility.
Yeah.
It's very nice. Okay. What is the most common interaction you hear from Yankee fans? Like the thing you hear most from them when they come up to you?
Common interaction? Like, what do you mean? Like a saying?
Like, yeah, something? Yeah. Like, what's the thing that they say most to you? Like, what do you hear most often when they come up to you?
Just those random, like, all rise, like, yells from the crowd. That's about it. That's the most common one, man.
That's cool, though, man. That's good. All right. So I got a few quick hits that I wanted to ask you as well. Just like some, you know, we got Aaron Judge on R2C2. We got to get to know some
of this content. Your handwriting is fucked up,
though,
bro.
I can't even read.
I don't even understand that, man.
You don't like that,
that
huh?
is unreal.
It is. You remember last time I had a hard time reading my own
stuff?
It's bad. I agree. It's bad. But this one I can read. All right. What's if it's a cheat day? What's the cheat food of choice for Aaron Judge?
Ooh, cheat day.
What's a cheat day?
Yeah. Like, I mean, life for
that's
you?
Every day. That's every day, no?
Yeah, man. That's it.
Man. I don't know. I like Italian food. So some type of Italian food, maybe a big pizza, something like that, man. That's
what's your favorite place
to.
on the road so far, like in this last year? Like your favorite restaurant that you've been to?
Man, it's tough on the road. There's so many good spots in New York.
I know.
I can't really say there's too many good.
Yeah, but the whole first half of the season, this fool was going to Ocean Prime every night. I'm like, yo, we're in New York City, dog.
Was,
like, you can go a different place besides Ocean Prime.
That's
like,
right, man.
I got that butter cake, man.
That's good, man. What do you have a favorite pizza spot in the city?
No, still looking.
See,
still looking
pizza,
for
New York City pizza.
Now, this guy,
is overrated.
No,
bro.
He thinks it's overrated. I'm saying he just hasn't been to the. Me and Dylan are trying to show
New
him
York
a good
City
spot.
Pizza is overrated, cuz
overrated. You just got to show me some good spots.
Exactly.
That's the same thing. I've been living there for 10 years. I ain't found a good spot.
What if Dylan and I take both of you?
Please,
we'll take you to Joe's. We'll take you to Prince Street.
You know where I live.
I do. You'll do it, right? You'll answer the text, right?
Yes.
Has he ever?
If it's baseball season, nope.
No, I know. Has he ever ghosted you?
No, CC wouldn't.
No.
Oh yes, he would, man. You're going to learn.
<Come on. laughs> Now I don't ghost my young dogs, man.
Yo, this dude is ghosted Derek Jeter.
Only
all right?
The old players, man.
That's it. I know. You love bringing that up, too, when he talks about, yeah, there was new life in the building last year. You know, it wasn't the same old guys like Derek. He's always saying that. I'm like, you know, this is Players Tribune. God forbid he listens to an episode. You're going
to
be in trouble.
This shit, man.
There's no chance. All right. How about fashion? CC, what do you think of Aaron's fashion? How's he doing?
He's doing all right. He's young.
All right.
He's doing all right.
He's doing all right?
Yeah, he's got it down, man.
How would you describe your style, Aaron?
It's a work in progress, but just casual. just try to be comfy. That's the biggest thing. I got to be comfortable. Those bigger guys, like, I can't be in some tight, skinny jeans. Or
rides,
like,
man, I don't
yeah.
know how Chappie do it, man. Chappie be dressing like a GQ model. Like,
oh, my gosh.
Like,
he does, and man. He's those pants are painted
long
on.
Road trips and everything, yeah.
That's true. So let's say you're going out in the city to do a nice dinner. Are you wearing like a button down or a sweater or like a crew neck if you had to prefer?
What?
Like, I'm just wondering.
A
like,
button down.
Yeah. Like, I'm saying, like, you're going collar or are you going like.
He's going in a t-shirt.
Yeah, just a nice comfy t-shirt.
Are you going
yeah.
in a t-shirt?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. What's that? I'm like, you know, not everybody dresses bayish every time they go out like you do. Some people get a little dressed up. All right. What's your favorite? Do you watch TV, Netflix, that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah.
All right. What's your favorite show?
I think I've been on Game of Thrones, man. I'm waiting for that new season to come out.
Well, you're going to be waiting a while.
Waiting a while, man. It's unbelievable. Mm.
And it was
so
great
pissed.
At the end of last year.
It was good. They teased us. You know,
I know.
There's only six episodes left, I think.
I love seeing Daenerys with Jon Snow. And then I'm like, but they're like aunt and nephew, but they're meant to be together.
That's what they did back in the day. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly. It is. So Game of Thrones is your show. Who's your favorite character on it?
It's got to be Jon Snow.
Jon Snow's great.
Yeah, it's got to be him, man. He's the main dude. You can't. No one better.
And he's got that good soul too. You know, he's Now, what's the last movie that made you cry, Aaron?
Say that one more time.
Come on, there's got to be something. Now, this dude, he'll snot tears in anything.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the last one.
What's the last movie that made you cry?
I got.
Oh, I know what it is for you. You went and seen that Wonder, right?
Wonder. Oh, yeah, my gosh.
Bro. He was crying.
I was crying the entire time.
It was the day before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was the day of the Super Bowl.
The day of the Super Bowl.
Because I know, because Amber texted and said, God bless his soul. He's watching this on Super Bowl Sunday. Just before the game. Have you seen Wonder?
I haven't seen Wonder yet.
Yeah, well, if you watch it, you will cry, I promise.
Okay, I got some homework.
Yeah, you do. Can you think? Are you a crier during movies, Aaron?
Not really. I try to hold it back. I try to hold it back as best I can.
Okay, all right. You cry all the time.
Yeah, it don't matter.
That's it. All right, so you have Matt Holliday to rely on from a hitting standpoint. Who else do you rely on in that clubhouse from a veteran standpoint?
Hitting-wise?
Or you hitting life in general?
I think the two names that come to mind is probably Brett Gardner and CeCe. You know, Brett Gardner, you know, just being around this organization so long, you know, what he's been through, you know, been in the World Series, you know, fought his way up through the minor leagues, you know, with the Yankees. And, you know, he just keeps the clubhouse loose. You know, same thing with CeCe. You know, CeCe's been through it all. You know, been through the playoff runs. He's been through the ups and downs. He's lived in New York. He knows this life. And, you know, the coolest thing about both those guys is they make you feel comfortable. Mm. That's the biggest thing I noticed my first couple of spring trainings is, you know, being that minor league guy coming over here, it's kind of like stay out of the way. You know, I don't want to get in anybody's way, you know, try to mind my own business. But both those guys would always come up to, hey, man, how you doing today? What's going on? Can I help you with something? Like, just talking to you, making me feel comfortable. So that was probably the two main guys for me.
So you initiate.
Yeah, you have to. I think that's why our clubhouse is so good now. I mean, because we know that we're going to have a young team and a lot of young guys. So the quicker they feel comfortable, the better we're going to play.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the more they feel comfortable when the younger guys come, then it's all good. It's fun. It's you know, as long as they feel good. You know what I'm saying? You know, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense.
So and it kind of starts at the top. You know, I've seen some veterans that are not – as engaging,
yeah.
And then the young guys don't feel comfortable, and then when those younger guys come up, then it's a bad clubhouse to be in.
Do you want
to
name names, CeCe?
I'm not, but it just makes it fun when everybody's having fun and loose and feels like it's their place.
How did Aaron do as the clubhouse DJ last year?
Oh, he's good, man. He's still the clubhouse DJ.
That, yeah, you got to retain that title.
Here, he had to go put music on.
All right, so what's like a spring training game track list like from Aaron Judge for the guys in the clubhouse?
Man, it's just kind of a mix. You know, you got some of your J. Cole, Drake. I got a couple 90s hip-hop in there, you know.
Migos.
Migos, yeah.
You're teaching him about that.
Trying to. He ain't coming around, but we'll get him. We'll get him on a couple songs.
All right, so who is J. Cole, like your number one guy?
Yeah, J. Cole and Drake, man. They're just great beats. Their lyrics are just – out of this world, man. They're both great.
I know they are. Also, like, it's just like a nice sound. I actually met J. Cole the other night at the Laker game I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he knows Mark Jackson. But he was there because Dennis Smith Jr. was there from Dallas, and I mean, for the Mavericks, and he's from Fayetteville also.
Oh, okay.
Like,
I didn't know that.
Each other from Carolina. Okay. Yeah. So what, like, has anyone ever tried to steal the DJing duties from you since you took it over? Like, is anyone, yo, let me get a minute here. Let me put this on.
We don't play that shit.
No?
The DJ's a DJ.
That's it. You have that role, and you like that role.
Oh, I love it. I love music. I love music, so it's a nice role to have.
Have you ever popped in a Les Brown speech and thrown these guys off?
Not yet. I should probably mix it in. Right, yeah.
Do that, right?
Pre-game?
Yeah, a little pregame speech. How about London, man? That was your first time out of the country?
First time, yeah, besides Toronto. That was the first time out of the country, and I enjoyed it. You know, the weather wasn't the best, but just being around that city, man. You know, I'm a big Harry Potter fan, so I felt like I was in a Harry Potter movie.
Wait, we finally found a guest who loves Harry Potter like us. All we needed to do was, like, lower the age a little bit. You know? That's it. All right, so now we have to ask you about Harry Potter. Do you have a favorite movie?
Ooh.
From Harry Potter.
Yeah. Usually the first one.
Yeah?
Yeah, the first one, Sorcerer's Stones.
Did you read the books too?
I read the first one, and this thing's got way too long. It got too big. I just stuck to the movies. But
I know. I've seen all the movies. I've read like three of the books. True story. I've told you this before. Sometimes, like, went to go to sleep, I'll put on like what I call a comfort food movie. And usually for me, that means like Aaron's out. He's out. He's out.
Interview's over.
That sounds shady, but that means like Harry Potter, or that means Star Wars usually, or like maybe like Wedding Crashers.
Something to put
like
you to sleep.
But I last night, true story, Well, not last night, night before. Sorcerer's Stone was on my iPad. Was on? Yeah. Like, I always have that one downloaded. It's great, man. It's fantastic.
That's awesome.
It is.
What do you call those again? You
said comfort food. Comfort food.
You can steal
man,
that.
I might
steal that. You can use it in other contexts if you need to, Aaron. It's all right. Go for it. Do what you want. What about Star Wars? Do you watch that?
Oh, yeah. My brother, my family were big into Star Wars. Got little action figures at home and stuff.
Really?
It's crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
How about this? We're uncovering real stuff. You know, that's why we call the podcast R2C2, because we are both
big Star Wars
fans, man. So did you see The Last Jedi then?
Oh, yeah. I've seen them all, man.
Okay. What'd you think?
I enjoy them all. I know a lot of people like criticize some of the recent ones, but I love any Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
To be honest, like it's just incredible how far they've come. Like looking back at the old like original Star Wars movies, and like seeing how the graphics and everything has changed, like it's
incredible. What they tried to do and like what they can do now.
Exactly,
you know
exactly.
Like, it's dope. I love it.
I feel like Aaron should date Daisy Ridley, who plays Rey. Don't you think that would be a nice combination?
That would be a power duo.
We should work on that.
We should, shouldn't we? Like, I think, you know what? Like, that's one of the cool things about being, you know, the rookie of the year and a star on the Yankees. Like, you can make that kind of thing happen,
right?
Man. Like, you know? That's not like just going down the hallways. All right. Do a couple more things with you, Aaron, and I'll let you run, because you're giving us a lot of time, and we appreciate that. And the people have wanted this. They wanted it a long time. How about Aaron Boone? What has he been like as a manager so far, from both of your perspectives? It's late February. It's only a couple weeks, but how has it been?
You know, I just notice a lot of energy, you know, a lot of positive energy. You know, he's ready to go. He wants us to go out there and fight and battle, and he's always positive. He's always around talking to people, saying hi, checking in. And that's great, you know, as a young player, seeing that from your manager.
I'm excited for him, man. I just think that these guys are going to love him. I think that his personality is starting to come through, and people are starting to figure out just how loose he is and how much fun he can be. And I'm just excited for people, like I keep saying, for people to get to know him how I know him. And I know once people know him how I know him, then they're going to love him. So I'm excited for him.
What's your ideal off day?
Ooh. Ideal off day, like during the season and stuff?
Yeah, if you have an off day and it's like nothing going on, what do you want to do?
Sleep, eat, sleep. No, I just hang out at home, you know, walk around the city a little bit, find a good restaurant, probably Ocean Prime, and then just call it a night.
Play video games.
Yeah, video games. That's another thing. Yeah. So,
do you like living in Manhattan?
Oh, love it.
Yeah.
Nothing better than living in the city.
Me too.
25 in the city, it's great. The cool thing is, like, you can walk around and there's everything right around the corner.
Yeah.
That's the coolest part about it, because when I grew up in the country out in California, like, it's a 30-40 minute drive into the city to go do anything. But in New York City, it's two blocks and you're there.
Everything is there.
You always feel that energy too. You know, it's like I'm on these road trips, whatever. As soon as I get back in the city, I'm like, gosh, it's just different, man. You just feel it as soon as you're there, which I love. What's your favorite exercise to do in the gym? Seems like a strange question.
That is a strange question.
But
who came up with that
shit? No, it was me. Because don't you just want to ask Aaron, like, yo, how much do you bench, bro? Like, don't you want to ask that? Like, so instead I figured, you know, like, what's something that, like, I mean, you're a monster of a man. Like, what are you doing in the gym?
I don't know if I should answer this, right? Man.
CeCe's like, yo, he's never coming back.
No, I don't know, legs, glutes, you know, shoulders. Those are my main ones I like to hit.
All right. Very nice. Very nice. Okay. That's good. That's good. It's not that tough a question, is it?
That wasn't that tough. That was weird, though.
That's a little weird, but, like, you got to understand. We're going to wait a second for this vehicle to get out of the mic range. You know, it's like Austin Powers.
I was just about to say. Like, we're going to be here for a second.
9-point turn, like.
Uh-oh. That's spring training for you right there.
That's it, man. What is the experience like of watching him take BP for you?
I've never seen him take BP. I don't watch BP.
What is wrong with you?
I only watch game homers, man.
That's it.
BP homers don't count.
He likes the real thing, man. He wants the real thing.
Come on.
I've seen it on SportsCenter, though.
I saw it today.
When he broke that TV.
Oh, my gosh, man. In BP, do you give yourself a couple of swings where you're like, yo, I'm just going to try and absolutely launch this ball?
Yeah, I usually take about one round where I'll just, you know, see where the body's at, see where the swing's at today. You know?
Let's see what we got.
But I love watching, like, during the games, like, nothing gets you more excited than seeing guys, like, he can do something that nobody on this planet can do. You know, he hits balls further than anybody. So, like, to be able to watch that in the game, like, it's sick. Like, it makes you feel good, like, that he's on our team.
It's like you call someone. Did you just see that?
Yeah, you're looking at the dugout, and, like, I'm looking across, and, like, I'll see Verlander over there. He's like, everybody gets hyped. Like, it's dope. It's tight.
It's got to be cool to be able to do that, man.
It is, yes. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, but I like making plays on defense a little bit better.
Hey, dude, you had some great plays. How about in game 7?
Yeah.
Fantastic play out there in right field. So do you think you'll play some left field this year too?
Yeah, that's a talk. You know, there's a couple games out there that, you know, I'll probably, you know, mix in and left a little bit. And I'm excited for it. You know, I played left and center field in college.
They're going to have to move the judges' quarters over.
Yeah, we'll just move it around. Make it portable. Make it portable,
man. That's it,
man.
That's it. That's fun, though. How about, like, when you look at this year, last year you guys kind of overachieved based on the expectations. Maybe not your own, but from the outside. Do you go into this year, like, expecting a World Series?
For me, yeah, every year. That's what your main goal is, to win a ring, you know. And but for us, I think the biggest thing for us, we're just gonna have to focus on today. You know, that's one thing that CC talked about, is if we try to look down the road in late October, you know, we're not gonna do so well early in the season. So for us, it's just about, you know, locking in on what can we do to win today. How can we prepare the right way and win every minute today? And, you know, if you do that through the course of a season, we're going to look up and we'll be where we want to be in October.
I think for us too, we have to like break it down in like little steps. Like, yeah, we went far last year, but we didn't win the division. Like, we don't want to play in that wild card game. We want, like, that's our first goal, is to win this division. And, you know, obviously the Red Sox are the division leader. So, I mean, they won the division last year, so we're chasing them. And I think that's the number one goal, is just to start small with winning the division and then go from there.
Yeah. A couple other real quick hits. Do you read at all? Do you like reading books? Do you do it during the season at all?
Oh, yeah, I like to read a little bit. I got like a daily devotional thing I like to read as well.
Nice, man. It kind of puts you in the right frame of mind?
Yeah, just in the morning right when you wake up. You know, it's just a quick little thing, little Bible verse, and then just get your day started.
Is there a quote you think of that's like kind of like a mantra for you that you follow often?
A quote? Man, I think probably the biggest one is something that my dad told me every day, is if what you did yesterday still seems big today, then you haven't done anything today. So it's just basically talking about, like, okay, I was 4-for-4 yesterday, you know, but if I'm still talking about my 4-for-4 from the day before, then I really haven't done anything today. You know, what did you do today? You know, so it's really about just focusing on, you know, being in the moment. You know, being in the moment, not worrying about what you did in the past, what's to come. Just focus on the moment and just do your thing.
And then probably the most important question to finish with is, what was your favorite home run call of one of your bombs last year that you heard?
Nobody want to know that shit.
Aaron, thank you for doing this, man.
No, anytime. Thank you.
PlayersTribune.com.